Step by Step is brought to you by Shippo. Shippo has everything your business needs to manage the customer delivery experience in one easy-to-use platform. Just click, print, and ship. That's it. Visit goshippo.com/futurecommerce to sign up for free and start using Shippo today. Visit goshippo.com/futurecommerce to sign up for free and start using Shippo today.
Hello, and welcome to Step by Step, a podcast by Future Commerce, presented by Shippo. I'm Brian.
And I'm Philip, and this is season 6 of Step by Step, and you're listening to the very first episode. So welcome, Brian. This is 6 seasons. We have covered a lot of ground, and I have learned a whole lot. I just cannot believe that we're in our 6th season of Step by Step.
Me too. I've learned so much. I'm super happy we decided to start this series because it's taught me a lot along the way. Hopefully everyone else has learned a lot as well. And just thinking back to all the things we've covered in season 1, we covered raising capital for retail and for brands. That was incredibly fascinating to me.
Like, I didn't know. I mean, I knew what venture capital was, or I thought I did. I knew what private equity was, or I thought I did. But now I do know, and I learned that because of this podcast.
Yeah, that was amazing. And then in season 2, we moved on to building a tech stack and the importance of building a tech stack and how to build a tech stack. That's something that you and I mean, we do it for a living. And so it was super interesting to talk to a bunch of different companies about their take and their stack. Great merchants in there. Then in season 3, we also talked about customer support and customer experience. And I like the conversations that we had there, like, actually touched my heart. They were incredible.
It really did. And I just think about then, how we transitioned, we shifted gears in season 4 to talking about doing more with less by automating more of your business and how to put marketing on autopilot to allow you to focus on more one-to-one with the customer by providing lifecycle and automation, which was amazing. And then in season 5, we talked about how you can compete with Amazon, no matter what size your business is, that there is a modern e-commerce operating system of partners that can work together and you can leverage to help grow your brand. We have never doubled back. All along the way, we keep building on concepts that will help you grow your business. So what is this season all about, Brian?
Yeah. This one's about how to transform shipping from a cost center into a growth center. Because honestly, like, at this point, brands don't have any choice but to be online. And so with rising consumer expectations, most businesses think of shipping purely as a cost center. But in this season of Step by Step, we partner with Shippo to help you understand why shipping can be leveraged as a growth engine.
Yeah. And think about it. We are merging right now into the roaring 20s of the highest period of growth in e-commerce that we've ever seen. And that means that shipping has also increased for everybody. It has a real impact on your growth, and it has an impact on customers' willingness to buy online. So what if that shipping mindset could be shifted away from thinking of it as a cost center to thinking of shipping as a growth engine? And that's what I think we can all learn about in this season of Step by Step, brought to you by Shippo.
So this podcast is for people who are operators in a marketplace business. If you're working for a D2C brand, if you rely on an e-commerce platform for B2C or B2B, or honestly, if you run an online retail channel, this is for you.
If you are breathing, I think
shipping touches everything now.
It really does. And that's kind of where we sort of did that, like, patter build up to tell you that, like, everything that we have been talking about up to this point is completely meaningless if you don't get a package to the door. And when you think about, when we talk about loyalty a lot, we talk about tactics to build loyalty in your business and all the ways that you can incentivize people to buy more. The way that you can incentivize people to buy less is to get them a package as late as possible and as broke as possible. And the way that if you are consistently over delivering and meeting customer expectations around logistics and shipping, you're going to be successful. You're going to build loyalty in your business and your online channel, and you're going to grow. And that's where, you know, our partner Shippo in this season has created an incredible lineup of people who can tell you from their own vantage point in all the ways that shipping is consumed in our ecosystem of retail, how they're transforming in their business from a cost center to a growth center.
And it really does take a network, a community of different components, different types of businesses to build this shipping platform you're going to need in order to address your customers' expectations. And so in our 5-part series, we're going to talk to a DTC brand operator, marketplace, an e-commerce platform, and a 3PL who is super unique and super interesting. So I love it, because in this episode we're gonna start by talking to Shippo.
And
Shippo's got a really phenomenal perspective on what it means to actually turn your you know, what is traditionally seen as a cost center into a growth center and improve your shipping processes.
And obviously we're recording this now after the fact. We've sat down with 5 different people and we've had all this perspective given to us. And, you know, what I have learned this year in this season of Step by Step is that there are insane numbers of challenges and so many different levels that of complication, like the way that shipping, like getting a package to the door requires very, very, a number of incredible orchestrated processes and hands for data to travel through just to get it, just to get a package to your door.
Yes.
And so those challenges are very real. The thing I would say is that if the promise of e-commerce in the aughts, in the early 2000s, was it's cheaper to buy online because there's no middleman, then the challenge of the 2020s is e-commerce is nothing but literally middlemen. And so having a profitable business when you have rate providers and label providers and 3PLs that are all taking, that all have that incrementality almost of eating away at your margin, can be really tough challenge to meet and to overcome. And I think that we give you some of those building blocks for you to be able to overcome those challenges step by step.
Yeah, I think those building blocks are essential, because the thing is, shipping is complicated.
Yeah.
It's complicated. That's why there's so many middlemen. That's why e-commerce is so complicated, because these vast logistics systems require a lot of different types of expertise. And so I think that, you know, as I got into it, I was like, wait a minute, there's 4 and 5 PL, there's 6 PL, like, whoa, it's incredible. And like, looking ahead, and you're going to learn about that in episode 5, so make sure you stick around through the end of this series to hear about that.
and these are all fascinating listens, and so let's not waste any more time. Without any further ado, I can't wait for you to hear this season's 5-part series. So let's jump into episode 1 today. We're going to join Michelle McNamara, who's the senior marketing manager at Shippo, and she's going to teach us how you can turn shipping from a cost center into a growth center step by step. We are here for our 6th season in our first episode of Step by Step, and we are going to dive deep this season into all things shipping. It's complicated, and there's a lot of sort of mystique around how you can change the conversation around shipping. I think a lot of people think of shipping as a cost center, but this season on Step by Step, we're going to talk about how we can transform it into an engine for growth for your business and whatever kind of business it is that you might be running. It's going to be a great season. And joining us here for our very first episode is Michelle McNamara, who is the senior marketing manager at Shippo. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, it's so good to have you. And I just got to ask you the question that everybody's probably thinking, why is shipping such a challenge? And what are some of the frustrations that businesses face today in shipping?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks again for having me. I'm excited to be here. So shipping is a common pain point for merchants, and yet it's unavoidable for most retailers today. We've seen e-commerce accelerate tremendously in recent years, in part because of COVID and trends in consumer behavior. Mm. Now merchants can't simply avoid doing business online, and as a result, they can't simply avoid shipping either. The irony is that this shift toward online shopping has actually created an offline problem in shipping. It's the convergence of the digital and physical worlds. You have to pack boxes, find a shipping provider to pick them up, interface with delivery people. It's an incredibly complex web to navigate, and a lot is at risk. And on top of all that, you have Amazon Prime. Amazon's free two-day shipping has shifted consumer expectations. Every merchant struggles with inadequate technology, rising consumer expectations, but it doesn't make sense for every merchant to solve this by themselves. It makes sense for a platform to solve this for all merchants. And that's why Shippo exists. We are building the shipping platform for 21st century e-commerce. We make sure that every e-commerce merchant gets access to best-in-class shipping. Merchants need to keep up with Amazon shipping speed, infrastructure, consumer experience. So the goal is to set a new bar for shipping.
Yeah. Oh, and I think you're doing that. And so we're so pumped to be partnered here on this season, because I think the bar is being set higher for shipping. Shippo is very well known and regarded in the ecosystem. And the things I'm looking forward to learning about is really how businesses of all types and sizes, from, you know, a boutique sort of candle brand all the way to, you know, a growing, like, multi-sided marketplace, can use the same type of engine to solve their own problems. And as you said before, it's because they're all, why? Well, because customers sort of have a lot of expectations around shipping and oh, by the way, they want it to be free and fast. So yeah, I think there's a lot to unpack here in this season of Step-by-Step. Ryan, what's on your mind, and what else are we going to cover this season?
Yeah, no. So I think what's really interesting about this time, and you already touched on this a little bit, Michelle, is we're coming out of one of the biggest shifts to e-commerce that, you know, we've ever seen over the past 20 years, the highest period of growth. And so give me a little bit more info about how the pandemic has impacted e-commerce.
Yeah, gosh, it's been a year of uncertainty, to say the least. I'm getting my second shot on Monday, and I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. But e-commerce has been one of the few silver linings. E-commerce sales in the U.S. grew more in the 3 months of Q2 last year than the previous 5 years combined. One reason for this growth is the new consumers that have come online as a result of the pandemic. We surveyed consumers in Q4, and 57.6% said their online shopping has either slightly or significantly increased since the pandemic started. And these monumental shifts in behavior are here to stay. A recent study found 37% of consumers will continue to shop online more than they did before the pandemic.
So it grew by an insane amount, and
yeah,
customers, if you ask them, are going to keep, they're going to now change channel preference. There's this, there's something that is going to be said later on in this step-by-step series about people managing their own personal supply chains. Brian, did you manage, my personal supply chain is just candles on candles on candles. but Brian relied on shipping during COVID times for everything from what, toilet paper to mattresses to like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Right.
No, I mean, I actually changed my behavior quite a bit. I was saved by cloud paper. I couldn't get toilet paper anywhere. And a direct to consumer business that's frankly, actually a change for better in my personal habits, that's actually helping protect our environment. Not only make me change the way that I think about you know, my toilet paper purchases, or maybe at minimum, like make me force me to change my behavior when it came to toilet paper purchasing. But also now I don't actually think about toilet paper at all. I am getting toilet paper subscription.
This is great.
By the way, Cloud Paper is an awesome Seattle-based company, and everyone should go check them out. But I don't even know if they're Shippo customer.
Not even being paid for that, Brian. You should monetize that moment.
I think this is like the third time I've talked about Cloud Paper.
But what's interesting about that is that every single consumer has had that experience, yes. Right, Michelle? Like that 5 years of growth, and I think when you're talking about consumers shifting normal fast moving consumer goods purchases over to digital, that means that shipping it, like the growth of your business will not scale will scale non-linearly, and shipping can actually be an inhibitor for you to meet your customers' expectations. So maybe, and everyone knows that shipping should be a priority, but they think of it as an operational like cost center. How do we change that conversation around shipping, and how can you reprioritize it in your business?
Yeah, that's a good question. Like I said earlier, most e-commerce businesses have to ship. It's unavoidable. Mm-hmm. And yet, like you mentioned, it's oftentimes an afterthought. So a customer places an order, great. Then the merchant realizes, oh, snap, I need to figure out how to package my item, how to print a shipping label, how to insert into the mail stream. It does become a hassle and like a cost center, if you will. And so rather, shipping should be seen as a key differentiator, a value add for your business. You have to think about how you'll display and calculate shipping rates during the pre-purchase experience in order to attract customers and encourage them to click that buy button. Then you have the customer's experience with delivery and fulfillment. Are you using packaging to delight customers? Are you choosing a carrier service level that will ensure the packages arrive on time? Are you making returns easy for your customers? Now that shipping has become a big focus for merchants, we're also seeing more e-commerce platforms and marketplaces thinking, okay, how do we enable the merchants on our platform through shipping? And so here at Shippo, we're helping these platforms offer best-in-class shipping to their sellers as well, because it's that critical to e-commerce.
Hey, I just want to break in here real quick and tell you about Shippo. Shippo is the leading shipping platform designed for growing e-commerce businesses. It connects seamlessly to e-commerce platforms and marketplaces and warehouses. And you are hearing all about that already here on this season of Step by Step. So you know that this company has helped more than 100,000 businesses get real-time discounted rates, print labels, automate international paperwork, track packages, facilitate returns, and more. Shippo's multi-carrier platform provides access to over 60 global carriers and can help you as a business owner navigate the complexities of shipping so that you can focus on what you do best. Grow your business today with Shippo. Go to goshippo.com/futurecommerce now to learn more and to sign up for free. That's goshippo.com/futurecommerce and turn your cost center of a logistics operation into a growth center.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, I think, you know, right now, shipping has tended to been looked at like as a cost, right? And really, shipping should be.
Have we reinforced that enough in this episode? It's a cost.
It is a cost.
It is a cost.
Yeah. But it is a cost that can propel your business forward. So think about this, you know, and this is something we're going to hear about a lot on this show. How can merchants use shipping to delight their customers? How can they use shipping to grow their business and use it as a growth engine, as opposed to just something that they have to, you know, figure out what to do with?
Hmm. Is that just free shipping and free returns, Michelle? Is it as simple as that? How do we stretch that into 5 episodes?
Oh, free shipping. Free shipping is one of those things where it feels like everyone is doing it. And as a merchant, you might feel that peer pressure to offer it yourself. I get it. First, I want to say you're not alone if you're unsure about what to do. And you're not alone if you can't feasibly offer free shipping. Hmm. It's complicated, quite frankly, and there's no one-size-fits-all answer. What your customer is expecting is unique to your industry, your brand, your values. But there are a few things you can do to mitigate shipping costs, which can help you keep shipping affordable and consider offering it for free if that suits your business. So generally speaking, you want to think of ways you can increase your order value without increasing the weight of the box by too much. So we're getting a little into the weeds here.
I love this. Go ahead.
The size of the box plays a secondary role, but weight is number one. So what's expensive and lightweight? Maybe that's offering free shipping for bundles where you pair your most popular items with other lightweight, expensive things like jewelry or accessories. Maybe that's offering free shipping when you add a certain item to your cart, thinking like maybe you want to try to move old inventory that's also lightweight. When we polled our merchants late last year, more than two-thirds had shipping costs that made up 15% or less of their average order value. If you're able to hit that sweet spot, and I'll repeat that part, taking up 15% or less of average order value, then there's a better chance you might have some wiggle room to play with free shipping or other levers to improve the customer experience. And then, of course, drive sales and revenue.
This is one of the many places where there's like hidden costs, not just hidden costs to the merchant, because I think it's sort of fastest, cheapest as sort of the default, doesn't mean it's actually either fast or cheap. Right. But then there's these hidden costs for the customer too, because the merchant, whether it's free shipping or not, that cost is being passed on to the consumer. And I think that when you think about the rising, again, a topic we're going to touch on later in the series, there's rising costs of logistics costs year over year over year. And there are more, there's less predictability and less stability around that pricing every year. And it has a direct impact. And especially for businesses that aren't just, you know, the Shopify DTC type. So one of the things we'll unpack this season of Step by Step is how that impacts things like e-commerce platforms and marketplaces. Those are also areas where companies like them, they have nonlinear scale as well, where you're dependent on their capability of collective bargaining almost to get better rates with carriers. So how is shipping important for them? And what is your perspective on how shipping can be important for an e-commerce platform or a marketplace?
Yeah. So for all of the reasons I've already mentioned, we know that shipping is such a critical piece of e-commerce for the seller experience. And now platforms and marketplaces that enable that selling experience for merchants are realizing that shipping plays a major role in the process. And so at Shippo, we see shipping as that must-have functionality for all platforms and marketplaces in the future. And that's why one of our key focuses is building the best shipping for platforms building blocks. And this really plays into our strengths because we have always been strongly connected to platforms and marketplaces. Today, we power shipping for many big providers, and then we also integrate with just about every top platform and marketplace.
That was a really timely comment, Michelle, because I think that's reflective of what we're about to hear through the rest of this series. So we've actually kind of touched on all the different places that we're going to dive into, get into the weeds on in the coming episodes. So that would include talking with a merchant, Decorware. Diving into marketplaces with Flip, hearing from e-commerce platforms with BigCommerce, and hearing about how logistics is a bigger part of this with Whiplash. So we've got a really, really exciting lineup of guests and content ahead. I cannot wait to get into these. We're about as excited as we've ever been for a season of Step by Step here with season 6. before, you know, we say adieu and head over to the next episode, now is a great time also for you, Michelle, to talk about what Shippo sees as the next iteration of shipping ahead and, you know, coming out of the pandemic, going into sort of an uncertain, unknown future. What do you anticipate as happening with e-commerce and shipping this coming year?
Yeah, that's a big question on everyone's mind. What is coming next? Here are some of the things that are top of mind for us at Shippo. First and foremost, the carriers have been making investments in their infrastructure that will likely benefit e-commerce this year. For example, new tech innovations and services to support home delivery. During the pandemic, home delivery absolutely skyrocketed, which makes sense. UPS saw a 65% increase in shipments to home addresses, and FedEx Ground saw a 31% increase in package volume. All of the major carriers are making improvements to how they support home delivery. Even non-traditional carriers like Amazon recently announced it's letting delivery drivers drop off packages in secure garages. And transit times will be faster and more reliable. So the USPS announced its 10-year plan earlier this year. Part of the plan includes enhanced delivery schedules to offer one-day and two-day deliveries. USPS customers selected 1 or 2 day service in 72% of parcel shipping instances last year, and they predict it could grow as high as 90% by the year 2025.
90%. Wow.
Last thing I want to mention, I also believe that small businesses will thrive and play a key role in helping the US rebuild and restore post-pandemic this year. Small businesses are primed for the current selling climate. They are better able to align with the values of their customers, which is something 71% of consumers prefer. They also can be nimble in this changing economic landscape as we find our new normal. Mm. They say that small businesses are the backbone of the economy, but they're also the heartbeat. It's their drive and passion that give life to the American economy, the American dream, if you will. And we're proud to help enable those businesses at Shippo.
There's not many tech enabled companies in, you know, SaaS e-commerce infrastructure that you can start with, and it can grow with you over a period of years or a decade. And we'll hear a couple of the stories about how businesses are enabling that at scale in shipping and logistics with the likes of Shippo. And you know, they say it's really interesting. Like, the as you grow as a business, mo money, mo problems, I think is the technical term. and the challenges scale along with your business. But it sounds like today, at least in certain areas of infrastructure for e-commerce, some areas can be a little simpler than others. And hopefully you can start thinking about how to gain some operational efficiency by not worrying about how you implement shipping so much as how you try to change the conversation around shipping. And that's what season 6 of Step by Step is all about.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yay.
Yeah.
So excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much, Michelle. And thank you for, you know, just imparting a little bit of wisdom and getting us ready for this whole season.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so glad to have had you. And thank you for listening to this first episode of the 6th season of Step by Step. We've got many more coming your way. You'll hear us on the next episode of Step by Step. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Step by Step. Remember, we have 5 other seasons available, and you can get all of those at futurecommerce.fm/step-by-step. And thank you so much to Shippo for sponsoring this season of Step by Step. Remember that Shippo has everything that your business needs to manage customer delivery experience. You can click, print, and ship, and that's it, for free. And you can get started today by going to goshippo.com/futurecommerce. Thank you so much for listening to Step by Step.